I actually noticed, I was looking up Edmund Pang like, on Hong Kong Movie Database. Mm-hmm. Kind of realised that I have actually got all his films.
Okay.
I think I keep getting them mixed up with Wilson Yip, but thinking he's done a lot more movies, but I've only started looking at them recently.
Okay.
But no, he's only done about 7.
Around about that, mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's written a few before.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Which is nowhere near his directed stuff. It's just quick written stuff. And everyone seems to ask, well, the Pang brothers haven't made a good film in blah blah blah, but you'll have to assure them that he's not part of the Pang brothers. He's well ahead of the Pang brothers currently.
Mm-hmm. I was looking up Men Studying in Black, and I just remembered that scene where he had like sort of the on-screen cameo.
Exactly. Where's and it? He circles himself. Look at me, there's the director. It actually says that in the subtitles.
Yeah, it's like, not him beside the director, this guy.
Yeah, the Tony Leung cameo.
Yeah.
He leaves his buddies behind, go, I'll hold them off. And it's the women. It cracks me up, that film. That film is not so much wrong, but, you know, if you speak of that film, it's about men cheating on their wives, and and it's a big commercial action movie in the field. So people is gonna think that it's basically a bonker film from start to finish. So that's why I like to, you know, I like this filmmaker because he's done this and this and this movie, and it's about that and that and that.
Mm-hmm. I just loved how, like, when they're escaping sort of the the internet cafe, and there was the paparazzi outside, and just all of a sudden turned into like a Spielberg war scene. It looked like a scene of Saving Private Ryan with paparazzi.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I was having stitches.
You know what the favorite bit from that movie was? A small bit when where Jordan Chan is hiding in a suitcase, and when they open the suitcase, he falls out
smoking.
And he's smoking in the suitcase.
He didn't actually stop.
Just that image of, you know, someone smoking.
Alan Tam's cameo where everyone's clapping and cheering, and you think it's for Eric Tsang kissing his woman. Then it's just Alan Tam walking past, waving to the fans. Going, yes, it's me. Hi.
Yeah. It's due for a rewatch.
Yeah. Actually, my lassie's got a body at the new.
Sorry?
My girl's got a body of it the new.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's maybe a good introduction to Hong Kong cinema in a way.
Yeah, I showed it to to my close group of friends when I first got it.
Yeah.
Like, it was just something we all watched on a Saturday night, and all of us thought it was fucking fun.
Which movie is this?
Men Suddenly in Black.
Actually, for a minute, I thought you were talking about Alan Eric Between Hello and Goodbye.
But we will.
I'm here.
Okay. So, I know where I started, so I'll just start from, or what I was going to say, so I'll just start from there.
Cool.
In all of his fights, and I think Sonny Chiba, if I remember right.
I know him now, actually. Yeah.
A few films, Karate Bullfighter, because he's supposed to have taken on a bull.
Karate Beer Fighter 2, I think.
What was that, sorry?
Karate Beer Fighter, was that conjunction?
Yeah, that also as well. Yeah,
it was a trilogy, apparently.
One would imagine they're all involving beating up some kind of animals.
Mm-hmm. Which they'll probably never get UK releases.
Huh. Well, I don't know, a bull versus a man should be a pretty, you know, a man without any weapons should be a pretty fair fight.
I know, but just think of the repercussions of, like, Karate Panda Killer.
Karate Panda Killer?
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the other one called? Karate Bear Killer.
Bear Fighter? Who said anything about killing him?
What, he's going to shake his hand
with you,
at the
you
end of it.
Bastard. Yeah, he's just having a little bit of rough and tumble, a bit sparring, punch up.
Tossing the bear a bit, then shakes his paw. Get on you. The fucking thing will get put down after that.
It's not like WrestleMania, Stu.
Wished!
How much you may wish that it's like WrestleMania, but...
They don't kill people in wrestling.
Yeah, but the way you describe them fighting, it sounds like, you know, they should throw in a ladder and
yes.
have people have the bear jump up.
A panda ladder match. It's like a brown bear versus a black bear. There's a child hanging for a cord.
I'm surprised there aren't any wrestlers that are basically bears. Maybe there have been. Brown bear versus the white bear.
This is the chirpiest you've been in weeks, Stu. You talk about an Ekin chain and you're in there.
Sugar high, I believe.
Talk about beating up animals. And he's in there as well. Mix that with a bit of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
I get enough?
It's just because it's been a good weekend.
Well, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I've always had the thought of who would win in a fight, a polar bear or two grizzlies. That'd be a big scrap.
Well, let's see. No, I'm not actually going to try and think about this. I just got flashbacks of the Golden Compass.
I haven't seen that, but yeah. Big fat fighting polar bears.
Mm-hmm. It was actually strangely violent for a children's film. The main polar bear killed the king of the polar bears by ripping his bottom jaw off with a right hook.
Awesome.
Then biting into his neck to kill him.
I kind of want to watch that film now. You're selling it to me? Why didn't they put that in the trailer? Fuck having Daniel Craig and some little skinny runts on there. Let's have just a shot of, like, polar bears punching jaws off.
That's
so this has
need.
Gone totally off topic once again.
Yeah, so where were you anyway?
I do have a question.
Yeah, it is more story based. It's not a solid action, or it's not a dumb kind of one big fight or one explosion to the next. All the fights in it are there for a reason. But it's good stirring, almost kind of old fashioned action film. I heartily recommend it.
Speaking of it, The movie that pops into my head when you describe it like that is actually Johnny Toe's Throwdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because there you had fights that really were critical to the character development, especially the Lewis Koo character.
Mm.
So I rarely take notice of that whoa, this is quite story-related. It's, you know, it's not just something to inject to waste 5 minutes of film. So I mean, when they do get it right, and Throwdown is an example of Johnny Toe getting, you know, the judo in this case to mean something, and not just have Aaron Kwok do judo just for the sake of doing judo.
A real reason for fighting, and, you know, some emotion to the fight makes it so much better. I mean, in that way, you can, if you've got the emotional kind of punch that goes with the actual physical punch, then the action itself, I think, doesn't need to be that amazingly choreographed in terms of, like, intricacy and things like that. You can get away with just having raw emotion and have a real, you're really invested in the fight. For example, the Matrix. I know a lot of people, especially Asian film fans, don't seem to like it, and a lot of people who like action films tend to scoff at it, the action, it because of the, you know, previously untrained Westerners having to go at Kung Fu. But I actually think the action is really good in that.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the first time, but it was the first time I reacted to Western director or Hollywood movie get sort of approaching Hong Kong action and almost ending up at a, not a similar level, but close to an acceptable level for us, you know, fans of Hong Kong cinema. So.
Well, it's, I think a part of the reason is because each fight's there for a reason. It has a build-up. It doesn't just appear from nowhere. Like with Neo fighting Morpheus, the way they build up that fight really gets the adrenaline pumping, and obviously taking the lobby scene is amazing due to the slow build-up. It's just all geared for that fight and things like that. It makes such a difference.
No, it's just missing random ninja attacks.
That is also good.
Would it be feasible in the Matrix?
Yeah. They should have had ninjas. I don't know why they didn't have ninjas.
Because they probably would have won.
Brilliant.
Just kill Neo with one ninja technique. That's it. Movie's over. He was the chosen one, but we got him.
At least you wouldn't have got the shitty sequels.
Yeah, exactly. I lost the interest of the... a bit into two. And then the third one, I...
Well, the third one killed me.
My feeble little head did not understand one iota of that film.
I just remembered, like, almost 3 hours of robots shooting each other. Or some pish like that.
I'm not sure the Wachowskis knew what was going on either.
Have you seen the trailer for their new film? The Speed Racer?
It looks cack.
Yeah, it was originally an anime, yeah. Then remade this, and it kind of just looks over the top cheesy, and it must be getting sort of pointing towards kids.
Oh yeah, it very much looks like a kids' film. Mm-hmm. But surely they most should of do... people who... Sorry, Kim, go ahead.
I was just going to say something really immature. They should do another lesbian film to get my interest going again, because Bound was, aside from that, excellent, excellent, excellent. And they've been downhill since, but anyway.
Yeah, Bound is a very good film.
What do you think of Bound, Scott?
Of what? Bound?
Oh, you're actually on my...
Scott's off daydreaming because about lesbians now.
There's this new trailer from the brothers, I'll say.
What?
No, we're too far into it, we can't go back now.
No, I was listening, but I just couldn't understand the last part.
Talking about Speed Racer, started talking about Bound. Then we
Let's
tried to
go
talk
action.
What, in general? Okay, now.
Okay, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Fight and win.
Yeah, sum it up.
Sum it up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you already did.
Yeah, watch it.
There we go. Jung Doo Hung.
Will they bollocks? Yeah, that's the fella.
Margaret said to him, flying cert a few weeks ago, but didn't fancy it that much. It's a bit interesting, I know.
I will screw you!
Well, you didn't want to see City of Violence?
No, I did see it, but I didn't care much for it.
I quite liked it. I think it was easy enough just to turn on and watch the last half hour.
Oi, fuck nuts! This is my film review.
Very back hillbillyish.
Back on topic. Yeah, so the action is very good, but
So what was the alien nut job at work about then?
All right. Well.
if I even get it, maybe not.
Don't worry. It's subtle as a brick to the face.
Okay.
Just working away yesterday, I was like writing up CDs, and obviously being a library, people come in. So this looked like a carer with a disabled lad who was in a wheelchair. That must have been physically disabled. So just working away, and he wanted to use one of the computers. Aye, no problem. I booked him on. Mm. So they went over, and just working away, and I noticed like the disabled lad was using the computer, like typing away using his nose. It's like, with all the shortcut keys, he knew, just almost knew them off by heart. He was, like, going through it fast, like, oh, hey, no boundaries for this kid, eh? Good for him. Then, later on, when I was doing CDs again, the carer comes over to me and asks, do you have any books on Freemasonry?
Aye.
And I was like, I wasn't familiar with the term, but I put into, like, the catalogue to search for the books, and there was only one. Mainly because I'd spell it with an extra A by mistake.
Aye.
And So, oh, sorry, it's in our reserve stock. So, all right, no problem. I think there's stuff they don't want you to can, eh? No. Aye. Okay. Back to work. Later on, comes back over. He's like, do you have any books on the Chinese Roswell? Okay. Searched. Like, that's strange. What about the Stones of Ica? Put it in. No results. And he's like, drop us stones? Ben? Nah. He's like, God, as a librarian, you think they'd let you know these things? It's like they're hiding something from you. He's like, oh no, it's just probably no one's wanted these books, but you could do paid requests to get the books. Oh no, it's fine, it's fine. And he was kind of weirded me out a little bit. He kind of resembled like a neo-Nazi. So I kind of recommend it because we have a computer in the library which is only for searching our catalogue. Oh. So it's like, rather than asking me your creepy questions, just put in the keywords here. So put Ica stones, no results. Drop of stones, no results. So put in Skywalkers. Okay. Put in, comes up like the Star Wars books for kids. Oh. Like we do DVD rentals, so it came up with the movies. Like, oh, it's just all the Star Wars stuff. And the desk was sort of lower, so I'm leaning over it. Then he leaned beside me and whispered, but don't you know it's real? And at that moment, just like, I sort of froze. Like, Darth Vader. It's like, he was actually an alien. And it was like, just one of those slow gulps, and like, stay calm. Don't smile. And he started telling me about, in Tibet, they uncovered a cave where there's these almost Martian bodies, and these 9-inch plates were found, and these were the stones of Ica, which resembled like just vinyls, and were able to decode them to find, obviously, people from another planet had came here and died, and there's something about Skywalkers, and it just went into this deep discussion about how there's basically aliens, and obviously I couldn't just laugh at him. I was just like, oh, oh, really? And he's just trying to explain the theories of Star Wars, and like this is obviously like the description of the Ica stones being put into a different format. And he's like, okay. And it just kind of got to the point where the conversation ended. He walked away, I walked away, went into the staff room, just kind of told my boss, alright, don't worry.
What the fuck was that?
He's like, I think there's a nut job in the library. So.
Oh, that's Frank. He usually comes in. He asked about the Skywalkers? Yes, he did.
So I just kind of sat down and got back to work, and later on he came over. They had a book to take out, obviously from our supernatural section. Yeah. And there was something about like alien gods landing places and stuff like that, and he pointed to like the author of the book and says, see this guy here, I was looking up videos on the internet and they all spoke about him. It's fate that I found this book. Oh, okay. Mind you, have to return it in 3 weeks, though. And I just kind of flipped through the book, just no loose pages, and oh, look, go back. See, they're the Ica stones. See, that's a launching pad for the spaceships. It's like, you could only see these from the sky. On land, you'll never see them, but these are like launch pads for shuttles. And there's like that point, it's like, Heller, I want my tea break. weird.
He sort of thought he found a kindred spirit of some sort, it sounds like.
Aye, it was like you just wanted to abduct me, mate. Like, you're my pupil. It's like, let me share the knowledge.
You know, a theory is a theory and stuff, so I do understand why you sort of, you know, didn't say that's fucking bullshit, you're full of it. But, you know, I can understand why you still care. you know, kept your distance and stuff. You know, play it neutral, basically.
Mm-hmm. But fucking hell.
There's loads of stuff about that, I guess. I mean, it doesn't seem like far removed from, like, the guy he was talking about being, like, one of those sect leaders that has sex with all the female sect members and have kids and shit. So it doesn't, like... I think it's not far off, in all honesty.
Right, I just kind of thought, okay, the guy just has... Like, he's just one of these guys, but it's just when he says, "Don't you think Star Wars is real?" That was like the punch I wasn't expecting.
If you go that far, then you know you.
Ah, he caught me with that one. Like, whoa, step back. He told me to like kind of order some books and read up a bit because they're coming back.
Yeah.
That was like his leaving note. Just let me kind of read up on this stuff, because like you're going to need this information really soon. Like, I'm kind of expecting them to see a black van waiting outside the library.
Nice.
And somebody with a duffel bag. Where is he?
Ah, well, there are strange people out there in all seriousness. So.
Yeah. That was the first encounter for me, hopefully the last.
Yeah, I never really do encounter people like that. I remember one time going. Well, it was from the library. Sort of. At that time, I was unemployed, so I went to the library a lot and read some books I couldn't even take out of the library, so I had to read them there. Mm-hmm. Which was something to do with your day. I wasn't really writing reviews and stuff then. And I remember it was right around the time when the Iraq War broke out. And when I walked out of the library, it was a sunny day, I had my glasses on, you know, I wasn't looking really, you know, cocky or anything, but a guy shouted at me and thought I was insulting all the soldiers that were in Iraq. They're fighting, you know! They're fighting! And there's... I don't remember what he said, if he said, like, oh, that's you walking, but they're fighting over there! Okay. And walked faster. We were never close, really, but he shouted at me. I don't know why. And I really never attract attention despite having blonde hair and shit, so.
Yeah, just to correct, since Ken and I were just talking about it, it wasn't my way that we were talking about before.
It was some way. Same way.
Same way, yeah.
Yeah, I found my DVD during the conversation, but I didn't want to interrupt.
It would have, instead of having me talk on like an idiot...
It was a couple minutes after you talked about it.
And I had to leave from Ninja
Theory. It took me all that time to find the DVD in my rack. And like...
I had it here, but I couldn't reach it in the middle of the conversation. So. But yeah, one of the producers on that, Adam, Sam Leong, did you see that film he made, Explosive City, with Simon Yam and Alex Bong?
Wait, who's the Japanese guy in it again?
Sonny Chiba,
yeah.
You seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite alright. I didn't expect anything of it, so I thought it was a good time waster. Sort of 24-esque thing for a bit, but you know, it could have been much, much worse.
But they're a weird company, because, yeah, like Explosive City, you just have these massive Japanese actors who are past their prime in Japan, who just pop up in this Chinese film and... speak Japanese to the Chinese person or something, and like,
they totally understand.
Yeah, it's really weird. Although they dub it over in Sasori, the guy speaks Japanese to him and then just dub it over really badly in Cantonese. And it's just like, well, there's a Japanese guy speaking to a Chinese guy. Well, what languages? Oh, it's terrible.
That was one of the things I kept thinking about Mad Detective. Ken, what did you think with Andy on talking? I'm not sure if his voice is actually his.
There was a strange voice. I know he doesn't speak Cantonese deep. At all, but that was a strange, you know, you expected something more whiny to come out of him, but it would sound like more very deep and dark. And but you know what, there was a wholly dubbed film throughout, which I was not expecting. But anyway, I can easily survive that.
And is he not sort of American Chinese or Canadian Chinese?
He only speaks Mandarin in the interviews anyway. He's fluent English, of course, after Black Mask. And
it was just the part where he was being beaten down, and he's like, "Where's your gun?" He's like, "Lost gun." Like, the guy can barely speak English.
Yeah, exactly.
I find it so weird. It's like, isn't English more of his first language? He's like, "Lost gun." Like, he can't pronounce T's.
I heard that too. I mean, I might think that was a coincidence, but
maybe. I found it awfully
strange. Maybe the subtitle is 47. You know, it was, you know, suitable for the scene, obviously, but anyway.
Maybe. Anyway, back to the show.
Yes. And Wu Jing, obviously, being a rising star, people now are, you know, tuning into movies because of him.
Yeah, it's a pity he hasn't really done anything that great as a starring character.
Yeah, he's given chances, but, you know, it's been in the supporting category, and I guess SBL has sort of been his ultimate role so far.
But Invisible Target was a big film, but he's very much a one-dimensional, cliched villain character.
I haven't seen that yet, but yeah, I just remembered he was in that.
It's Invisible Target, those really, really cheesy films. But
finally, maybe Benny Chan can start making cheesy films that are good instead of long, boring action movies that take themselves too seriously. I mean, I really dislike Benny Chan as a director. I thought Heroic Duo was bad, New Police Story was bad. You know,
because it is really long, and all they do is throw people through glass.
Well, I don't mind that. I just mind that he thinks he can make some serious drama alongside, you know, the cheesy action. I think he's off key, out of tune a bit.
Well, yeah, I had a different opinion of my friend who saw Visible Target. I think she thought it was more entertaining because when I first watched it, maybe I'm blaming it on myself now, that I did think it took itself a little too seriously, but then I found a lot of humor in that. But it is very long, and for some reason, it's like they thought they were the first people that have ever thrown somebody through glass, so all they do is throw people through glass. Are you, like, I mean, just watch it, just for that, just to see how many times somebody can get thrown through glass.
It's like we're better than your dad, JC.
Stu, did you give your
Nah.
Ken, have you seen Sparrow yet?
I have not. It's not been released yet outside of festivals. Yeah.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah. I saw a French post that said the new comedy from Johnny To, or a comedy from Johnny To.
I wouldn't really call it a comedy, but it's a sort of throwback to 60s French New Wave, and it's... nothing happens in the film whatsoever. But it's... but it's one of those things that you'd want to kind of slag off for the fact that nothing happens, but at the same time it's so well and stylishly done, and not in a trying to cover up the fact that there's no plot. You know what I'm saying? It's more... just very light-hearted.
Is it different then from what Johnny To has done? PTU Throwdown compared to... Or, I mean, he's been doing this movie for 4 fucking years or something. It's been on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. And finally it's done, apparently.
I don't know
whenever why... It's like 10 minutes over, let's go on the street and shoot a scene and, you know, get Simon Yam and get everyone in here now.
Well, I mean, it's really light-hearted entertainment, a really short running time, and like I said, nothing happens, but you can't fault it for that because it's what it is as a just throwback to French 60s New Wave, which nothing really happened then either in those films.
And not a parody as such, then, just, you know, a love for
a parody,
that kind of...
Come on.
All right, all right.
I like that.
Hopefully it should hit Hong Kong cinemas within the year. I don't hold high hopes for it to be premiered, you know, before the summer. But, you know, but then again, maybe there's an official date.
I don't think anybody's going to pick it up over here because I talked to a few people and they just don't think that it's marketable at least, which it isn't.
Yeah, it's no Exiled. Then no, you know, there's no guns. There's no hard characters looking hard and being lit up. You know.
Exactly.
There's smoke out of gun barrels and stuff like that. So there you go. But the French poster did say, if I'm not remembering incorrectly here, maybe that was their way of interpreting the film, the new comedy by Johnny To, which I thought was interesting. But maybe the French have a different take on the film, I don't know.
I mean, there were moments in it where you chuckled, but I wouldn't call it an out-and-out comedy in any way. It's a pickpocket type film.
It's hard to describe, but it's obviously easy to look forward though. I mean, any film Johnny To does that, there's instantly something interesting that should go on. Although I've been a bit discouraged about watching Linger. I don't think it got one single good review.
I've got it sitting on my pile as well, and I'm not going to watch it.
Stu, would you like to try out Linger first?
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, let me be the guinea pig for the bad movie.
Somebody's got her.
But remember, this is a guy that enjoys Eakin Cheng films. It might be a tainted opinion.
He's got his good movies.
Of course he has. Lots.
Indeed.
No one notices.
Storm Riders.
Okay, we'll save this for later on for the guilty pleasure segment, but...
I mean, you could claim that, you know, when's the quality coming? Although...
Whoa.
Are we back at any rate?
I'm not sure. Is that you?
Anyway,
yeah, my computer just lagged, but I think it's alright now.
Because, Stu, you haven't bought any DVDs.
Nope. That was a horrible echo. I just had to work.
It's like your dual personalities and shit. No, yes! I mean, no.
The three of us agree we haven't. But there has been the blind moment where I'm standing looking at DVDs. Oh, that's a good price. Wait, no! Put back. It's a series of times where you just walk into the counter and then it rings like, oh aye, you know look this. But there's not been many of those moments.